plane, and it has taught me how to stand and fight for what I believe in. I guess that's just how I was raised. I find it hard to walk away.
To the town of Albury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them held a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more.
119 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his head.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done
is gonna phase me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back?
If you wanna have a go, I just wanna let you know. Get off of my back and into my game. Get out of my way and out of my brain. Get out of my face. Get your best shot.
Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds. And if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench. And we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
Well, alrighty then. Here we are.
Welcome to The Shooting Bench. Wednesday, the 28th of August, another month just about gone. I just wanted to remind you of the survival tab order, and whoever was tried to call me today, I will call you in the morning. I don't know if you're listening or what your name is, but I've got a kind of a garbled phone message, but I got your number in survival tab, so I'm assuming that's what you want. I will give you a call in the morning if you're listening. I'm going to give you... Wait a minute.
I got to go over here and look and see if I'm talking to anybody besides me. Thank you, NM Glock, 5x5. There we go. That's all I needed.
So I'm going to give you a little break. I told you I needed money by Friday, but I probably won't be here most of the day Friday, so I'm going to postpone it until Tuesday, since Monday is a holiday. So Tuesday will be the day that I need money in hand if you want survival tabs. We've got a pretty good order. This is carved in stone. They will be ordered, so don't worry about that changing. It's going to happen. So if you've been thinking about it, you've got till Tuesday to get the money here. You can go on to the online store on southwestshootingauthority.com and order them right through the deal there. You have to order in multiples of three on there, which shouldn't be a big deal. I mean, there are three multiples of three of each flavor, so you can get three chocolate, three strawberries, or whatever. So that may be the easiest way to do it. You know, something else that I consistently forgot to tell you about for a long time. I've never thought about it until just a couple of days ago. There's a program that's both an app and it's still an app, but it may be in your banking app if you bank by phone or computer. It's called Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E. And it is freaking awesome. It is easy to use. All you need is a mobile phone number or a email address. And you can send money most rikki-tikked really easy. So check that out. It's a good alternative to PayPal. For those that don't like PayPal, and it's cheaper in most cases. It's as far as I know, it's free. So it's a great alternative to PayPal for those that don't like to use it.
So look it up on your phone app if you don't have it. I mean, on your bank app if you don't have it there, just go to the get the app itself. You know something I haven't looked at? And I'm going to look right now. RAT right now. While I'm on the phone with you here, and I'm going to see if it is available. It is. Just go to the Play Store and look up Zelle. Install it on your phone. You don't have to worry about whether it's on your bank or not. Z-E-L-L-E, Zelle. It is a neat application. So, survival tabs will be ordered Tuesday. I was going to do it Friday, but I'm just going to have way too much going on and some traveling, and by the way, something else I forgot to tell you. Now, you guys are going to be amongst the very first, because I haven't shared this very much. Matter of fact, I don't think I've told anyone but family. We have a brand spanking new, itty-bitty, tiny granddaughter. My son, Wes, for those of you that know him, is the proud father of a little bitty tiny baby girl, 5 pounds, 10 ounces, cuter than a little speckled pup, very healthy, doing well, mother's doing well, so there we are, grandpa again, so,
and Amy's grandma again. Yakima Glock uses Zelle. Yeah, it's an awesome, very economical and time efficient application. So I strongly encourage you to check it out. And this way if you don't like Facebook, you don't like PayPal, you don't like to use credit cards, you know, this, that, and the other, go to Zelle. Man, it works good. Anyway, the traveling this weekend is, we're not going to be gone too long, but we will be going and seeing the itsy bitty tiny baby grandperson. So,
thank you, everyone. All right, let me see. We are definitely on the wrong page here, so let me change that here. Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Mountain Shooter. Thank you, Nan. Let me look. There it is. Is this the right one? Yep, this is the right one. You know, something that
started doing again, Amy and I both, were walking again early in the morning, and I pretty much have to walk because my running days are about over. I can still run short periods of time, but I can't run like I used to. You know, I used to run anywhere from between 2 and 4 miles almost every day while I was in Georgia, not counting when I was in the Army, and about 8 miles on Saturday. And this was week after week after week.
And hello, Copper.
And those days are pretty much done. I can still run, you know, for a little while. I can't run for miles anymore. But so we've resigned ourselves to brisk walking. And this is, I've always done this, you know, since even when I was running, I took a very small, backpack, a little camelback instead of kind of carry a bottle of water or, you know, going thirsty while I'm gone or whatever. Cause you think about some of the things that could happen to you while you're out. Especially out in a rural area like this, it's one thing to be in town and go run on the track or, you know, run around the block or do something like that. But out here, if you were to fall, you know, and break a leg or twist an ankle or get snake bit or something like that, it may be a pretty good while before somebody finds you. At least, you know, at the very, you know, realistically, probably on the average right here where we're at, it could be early in the morning like that. It could be easily 1 to 3 hours before someone comes along. Of course, you may get lucky and they may come along in 5 minutes, but there's no guarantee. So out in this part of the country, and whatever the part of the country I used to be in when I ran a lot, is I carried a small camelback. And besides for water in camelback, it's got a 3-liter water bladder, hydration bladder in it. But you've got a little trauma kit. Doesn't have to be very extensive, but there's, you know, a Israeli Band-Aid or an H Band-Aid, one or the other, and some quick clot and gloves, a few other things, you know. I don't need to go into detail everything that's in it, but a few first aid supplies, not only for yourself, but, you know, you happen along, find somebody else that's been snake bit or something. I do, because it's either running, walking, or jumping over ditches and whatever. I keep one of those little chemical ice packs in there for ankle problems or knee problems or something. And there's a knife and an extra magazine. Of course, when I walk or run, whatever, Amy and I both carry our handguns. And extra magazine, survival tabs, just not a lot of stuff. It doesn't have to be big, heavy, but it does add a little bit of weight, which helps with the exercise regimen. You know, when you can't run for 40 miles or whatever, then carry a little extra weight with you. And of course, I'm carrying a little extra weight anyway, but anyway, we won't go there right now. And a radio. Those radios weigh nothing, you know, ounces. There's no reason not to be prepared. You know, the walk that we take early in the morning, we've walked for the last few days and haven't seen a single vehicle on this road. It's only about probably a little less than 3 miles. I haven't seen a single vehicle on the road that we're, well, we did too. Saw one. No, and Amy, I walked by myself this morning. Amy wasn't feeling good. I did see one car this morning. So just a little thought for you. And I've told y'all the story before about the little girl in, well, I say little girl. She's, you know, 20, 21, 22 years old, whatever she was, in Farmington. One of the most faithful students we've ever had. You know, she listens to every word and absorbs it and tries her best to do exactly the things that we recommend and the things that we do. And she was exceedingly loyal about and faithful about carrying her gun everywhere she went. Except when she went jogging. She's the one I told you about was attacked by accosted maybe by a 14-year-old boy. Said he was going to rape her, had a knife, and she did not have her gun. It's the one time when you're by yourself, often in rural or dim-lit areas, and or maybe not so rural, maybe just kind of, what would you call it? Not discreet. What's the word I'm looking for? Kind of off the beaten path a little bit, even if it's not the whole trip, you know. And that's what this one was. It was a path where quite a few people around, but there's one leg of it that you can take and extend the length of it a little bit, and it kind of gets off the beaten path. And that's where she went, and that's where she was attacked. Well, she talked her way out of it. And still shaking, she come down to the shop and told me her whole problem, and we got her fixed up with something to carry. So when you're out doing something like that, I see Mountain Shooter put an EDC kit on. Yeah, essentially that's what it is. We carry handguns, we carry some water, survival tabs, and it's first aid stuff, and knife. All the stuff we talked about. No, yeah, it's an EDC kit. And I just don't see, I don't see why you wouldn't. Okay, and some people like to run in tennis shoes and shorts and no shirt or a tank top or something. Well, I'm just the opposite. I go fully dressed. And as a matter of fact, I have a set of BDU pants in there and another belt, another holster. And it hangs up to dry and a long sleeve shirt. And I do this because I want to sweat. That's what I'm going. I don't want to run light, see how far and fast I can go. I want to go as I would if something were to happen during my day. I would be dressed. I would have boots on and I would have pants on and I would have a shirt on and I'd be wearing a gun and I'd have all this stuff. And that's what I want to do. It doesn't make any sense to me unless you're training for some particular event or something, you know, for track or something, to go in shorts and tennis shoes, and that's it. So I take the essentially the EDC kit and boots, and that stuff gets hung up, and then every other, you know, two or three days it goes in the dirty clothes, and another set starts, and then, instead of, you know, the clothes that I'm going to wear that day, of course, you come in, you're soaking wet. Well, that's obviously not going to work. So, but that's my idea of going out and getting, our idea, I should say, of going out and getting a little exercise in the morning. Not trying to set any records, not trying to do anything other than, you know, knock off a few pounds and stay in some reasonable fac-a-smile of shape. And I know round is a shape, but I'm trying to change that. So, anyway. Minnie says she's too short-legged to ride. I watch that stuff that you put on there, many of these links and stuff that you always put. I do always recognize that. And I appreciate some of the stuff you put on there, or all of it as far as that goes. And I was looking here earlier about some of the things you put on there. And and of course I've seen it all over Facebook. I mean, well, you're not the only one I saw it from, but it's all over. And that's the thing in the, hell, where was it? Was it, well, what in the world was the, now I can't think of it. I hate it when my mind goes blank. The place where the, threw away all the Puerto Rico. Jeez, thank you very much. All the aid that they got for the hurricane and everything. Why would you do that? Why is this? Why are we even talking about this? Why would it go to the dumpster? Even if you stole it and passed it out amongst the elite, even that would be better than just. Just dumping it. I don't get that. I don't understand at all.
It's almost like it's not true. It pretty much, I'm pretty sure it's true because it's all over the news. It's all over Facebook. It's all, there are lots of reputable sources that say that it's true. But why is it true? Why do people throw away literally tons of stuff, you know? Why don't they put it in the store and sell it? Unethical, yes, but it's not wasted. Are they throwing it away just because they're mad? Throwing it away because they don't like Trump? Is that why? You know, you pass it out amongst other family. Why don't you give it to the people that need it? I am totally flabbergasted by that, and have been ever since there's been accusations and suspicions of it for quite a while, and. It blows me away. I way don't get it at all. You know, another thing I don't get, well, I don't get it that it's already break time. So I guess we better take care of that. We've got a few more things we want to share with you here in just a second. Let's see here. I need to do this. And I need to do that. And
I'll be back.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing. the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news.
From a shack by a mountain stream to a room in New Orleans, so far from my Blue Ridge mountain home, the men I meet ain't warm and friendly like the one in old Virginia.
Let me tell you, cowgirl, you ain't seen nothing till you've seen the mountain.
Welcome back to another segment of The Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
And we are back. Don't forget, survival tabs on Tuesday, $29 a bottle delivered to your door. Order them on the online store on southwestshootingauthority.com. Get them in multiples of three. Same price, same shipping, same everything. That's the total price, $29 a bottle. And that'll all be figured for you on the online store. Shipping is already calculated in to be free, so don't have to worry about anything but buy them. All right. Well, some let me go back and make sure. Yeah, everything, chat room's going good. We got some disturbing news from New Mexico today. This whole thing has been very disturbing, and I don't understand why or how this is happening there. It's, you know, there's always the possibility that maybe these judges and prosecutors and whatnot, lawyers, whatever, cops, I don't know, are being threatened. They may be bought and paid for by whether it's the jihadis or cartels or whatever. There's some very strange things going on there. You've heard all the stories about the, you know, they found them to start with. The kid, one of the kids escaped, and a couple of them did or whatever. And they were, you know, in terrible shape and needing medical attention, starving and everything else. They found the one dead one. And they had evidence there that they were training these kids to participate to conduct school shootings. And then the damnedest thing happened. The judge, the female judge, turned them loose with a very minimal bail. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it wasn't much. It pretty much turned them loose. And then while they were turned loose, the authorities dozed all the evidence. What's up with that? Why in the world would this happen? Well, and then come to find out, they come back and the judge says, well, and I think this was a different judge. I know it was. It was a male judge this time. Three of the five were released today, after the judge dismissed all charges against them. Now, there's always the possibility that there's something that we don't know here. You know, maybe it is a legal, constitutional thing to do. Maybe three of these five were completely unrelated. I find that awfully hard to believe. But trying to be fair and balanced as much as possible, I can't rule that completely out. But it seems a little odd. So they violated the state's 10-day rule. It said child abuse charges were dropped against them because prosecutors missed the 10-day limit for an evidentiary hearing to establish probable cause. During a separate hearing on Wednesday, Judge McElroy, Jeff McElroy, dismissed the same charges against two of the other defendants. However, charges leveled against them on Friday in connection with the death of a 3-year-old boy remain. Okay, well, they haven't turned all of them completely loose. But it seems the boy's father and another one here were charged with abuse of a child resulting in death of a child and conspiracy to commit abuse of a child. So, I don't know. This all seems pretty pretty confusing to me. This was a 3-year-old that they found, positively identified as the 3-year-old that was missing. And I believe they kid was missing and been taken from Georgia, if I remember right. I won't show that, don't say that on here, but anyway, I don't get that. Let's see. Oh, for those of you that might be looking to buy a new Glock, yeah, I wish I could sell it to you. But next best thing, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. And this here is going to be free advice. There is a place called GT Distributors. I still buy stuff from them. If you're looking to buy a Glock and haven't quite got the money up yet, if you have a DD-214, if you are an honorably discharged veteran, you get one day and one day only, you get blue label pricing on Glock. Blue label pricing means that, you know, there's certain people that are firefighters and cops and EMTs, licensed paramedics, military personnel, National Guard, blah, blah, blah. They get a substantial discount. They get like, I don't know what it is exactly, 30% off or something. But, you know, a $600 gun you get for $350, $380, $400, something like that. So if you're up for that, then check them out. I'm going to give you, let's see if I can bring up the web. It's not hard to find. It's GT Distributors. And the, let's see if I can find the, well, you can find it. GT Distributors. It's not, and it's only for one day, and this is going to be, I think, September 1st. Limited time offer in September 3rd. Honorably discharged veteran is eligible, geez, to purchase one blue label Glock pistol. A copy of your DD-214, your driver's license, can be used as credentials. So that is a very, very good thing right there. If you're up for a Glock, there's your tip for the day. Don't miss it. September 3rd is when it ends. Hang on, I have... All right, that can wait. Okay. There's a Doc Corner. We don't give advice by 1911. We don't do that here. You can do that on the Snowflake Show or was some other show. There, but no, here we buy Glocks here. That's what we do. We are hardcore. We do Glocks. Speaking of buying guns, let's do another gun thing here real quick. Dick's. They're having a little problem. Apparently, they have... Are victims of their own device here, and they're losing money. They, right when they had the opportunity, Trump has everything going very, very well. Unemployment's down, GDP is way up, you know, setting records all over the place, but Dick's is losing money. You know why? Well, because of their corporate anti-gun or gun control policy. I didn't know how many Dick's there was. 845 Dick's and Field and Stream stores. They stopped selling high capacity magazines. They stopped selling any firearm to people under age 21 at all of the 845 Dick's and Field and Stream stores. And stop selling all the assault-style weapons of ARs and AKs and whatever at the Field and Stream stores. And when everybody else is starting to see light at the end of the tunnel right here, Dix just keeps digging their hole deeper. And one of the gun counter salesmen resigned. I think we talked about this on the show back when it happened. It was a couple months ago. Said he refused to work for a company dominated by liberal policies. Good for him. God bless him. I hope he goes out and finds a great job selling guns somewhere that, and I just told you, what was it, a couple of days ago, that Sportsman's Warehouse, they're going through the roof. They're making money hand over fist. And a lot of it's due to Dick's and Walmart and some of these other places that have implemented their self-imposed gun control policies. And Sportsman's Warehouse, one of the very few that is not of the big stores, big box sporting goods stores, one of the few that didn't participate in this, and they're doing well. To add insult to injury, Dick's decided not, they didn't even give the guns back to the distributors, they destroyed them. As per federal guidelines and regulations allowed, they destroyed the magazines, destroyed everything. Can you believe that? I know you believe it because I already told you about it earlier, but so you ought to believe it. And another thing that hasn't helped is Under Armour. Seems like they have pulled away and they've gone to Kohl's now. And that's not helping them. So this is a very, very good thing. I love reporting good news. And this is happy news. I can't wait till I get on here and say, welcome to the shooting bench. It's this date and Dick's is for sale. Dick's is going out of business because they're jerks. And one of these days I hope to be able to start the shooting bench with that little tidbit of information there. Let's see. That's right, Mountain Shooter. That, hey, NM Glock says the Dick's in Nebraska. What is that? Grand Island, I guess, Nebraska. End of May, boarded up. That is awesome news. And yes, Mountain Shooter, that is because Sportsman's Warehouse are not Dick's. That's right. All right. The let's see, April 17th, before the Dick's are destroying unsold assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. That's cutting your nose off to spite your face right there. There's no telling how many... I would love to be a fly on the wall in their corporate office when they say, okay, all right, boys, we have stepped on our namesake here. This is not going as we planned it. We were really hoping to bring people in to be politically correct and have all these people, well, it ain't working. And here we are losing our butt because we made a stupid decision. Why would you do that? And to destroy all these guns, do you have any idea how many millions of dollars that they must have had in all the stores? They had, well, they don't have 845 Field & Stream stores, but they've got quite a few of them. And every store, I'm sure, had more than one AR-15. You know, they probably had 5, 10, 20, I don't know. You know, our Sportsman's Warehouse down here has an old damn rack. Well, I got, shit, I don't know how many they got in it. Got a bunch. So if Dick's was, and Dick's was a, they were a great place to buy guns for years, and boy, they started going downhill, and they really went into a free fall there and didn't stop until they just about hit bottom. And I think they're just about there. But I can't imagine the money that they must have, and I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to stick to their guns, so to speak. Probably ought to use a different analogy for them, but they're saying, well, if we're not going to sell them, then we shouldn't
be hypocritical and give them back to the distributor and let them sell them to someone, so we ought to destroy them because that's the right thing to do. But, you know, it's really not the right thing to do. I understand almost certainly why they made that decision, but I still don't get it. That is a lot of money. And it's all political grandstanding is all it amounted to. You know, it worked for me. And I, you know, I absolutely had the most famous gun shop in the United States for a short period of time. My political grandstanding worked really well. Of course, it wasn't political grandstanding. I was doing what Dix was doing, just the opposite. I believed in what I was doing, and I didn't care if I went out of business. I said, all right, well, you know, I ain't selling a gun to, if you're an Obama supporter, you can go to hell. Go buy your gun down the street somewhere. I am not selling you one. But that didn't hurt my business anyway. It worked a little bit differently in my case than it did for them. So anyway, let me go over here to the chat room and see what's going on. I wonder where Mimi's at tonight. Is she in there? I didn't even look. I don't see her. Got a couple of anonymous there. Northwest Heavy's been there most of the time. Hey, Heavy, did you get your glock dry practice kit? I sent them out here a week or so ago. Hopefully you got it. I sent one to one of the guys that was in the class up there in Washington, and he received an empty envelope. Somebody had squished the dry practice kit out of the top of it, and he got an empty envelope. So had to put in a claim to the post office and get him another one sent out, which that really ticks me off. But anyway, yeah, you did, NM Glock. I got that. Matter of fact, I still have that picture. NM Glock did send me a picture of that Sportsman's Warehouse. I mean that Dick's that was closed up, and it made my day. That was a very happy time in my life to see that, and I hope that we will see many more follow suit. Of course, we don't know if the one that closed up was going to close up anyway, but I'm confident that their decision didn't help anything. It may not have been the reason for them closing, but I'm confident that it didn't benefit them in any way. Anyway. Huh? Okay. All righty, let's see. I think we've just about used up all. Oh, I posted during the break a link to the Gab app. You cannot find this on the Play Store because Gab and Google have gone round and round. Gab won in court, but Google will not put their app on the Play Store. They won because, what Google was kicking them off for is because they have violated their hate speech policy. And Gab has no such policy. MeWe does. For those of you that want to go to MeWe, you go right ahead, but it's Facebook Lite. That's all it is. MeWe is just a mildly less invasive app than Facebook is. Gab has no such policies unless it is something that is illegal. If it's not illegal, you can talk about it. There is no restrictions. And it's a pretty neat deal. They actually you can pay like $5 or $6 a month and get the pro version of it. Now the thing about it about Gab also, there's no ads. There's no ads. You pay a tiny bit to be a part of the pro part of it. And when you do that, then you're allowed to, you know, post bigger posts on there and the live video and there's just a lot of benefits to paying for that. And I don't mind doing that.
Because I don't have to deal in freaking ads all the damn time that Facebook has. All the time. I'm sick of it. But there's an app for Android. And there is an app for Apple for your iPhones and stuff. I don't have that handy, but it's on. Just do a quick search. It's easy to find. And if you want to get it on your computer, just go to gab.ai. Gab.ai. Alpha India. Very simple. And I'm trying to wean myself away from... The thing about it is it's not as easy to use as Facebook is. You know, we've been using Facebook, all of us have, most of us, for years, and it's become second nature. So Gab app is a little bit more complicated to use, a little bit different. But it's Yakima Glock. There's a learning curve there. It's not too hard though. It's more difficult than Facebook, but it's not too hard. Just mess with it a little bit, and you'll figure it out. If you have any questions, text me or something. Give me a holler, and I'll see if I can help you. I'm not no expert on it yet either, but I'm getting better. Okay, well, that's enough for the free advertisement for Gab. And Gab, like I said, Gab's all about free speech and personal liberty, and I don't mind doing free advertisements. I want people to change over to that. I think that is it's an awesome deal. It's just a little bit harder to use. But they're coming around. They've made quite a few changes in the last couple of months here, and it's getting better. You know, like I said in my post there, Facebook's had 15 years to get this right. There's been a lot of changes in Facebook since I first started. A lot. And they're still constantly changing. But the one thing with Gab, there's no information sharing, there's no spying, this is a whole different ballgame than Facebook. All right, well, I'm going to scoot on out of here, and there will not be a live show Friday again. I'm sorry. I've got to go see the new grandkid, and it's probably not going to work out in my favor here to be able to do a show. It might, but I don't think so. I'll post it in the chat, and I'll post it on Facebook tomorrow once I determine if that's even remotely feasible from where we're going to be, but I don't think it's going to work. No. All right. Well, if it doesn't work, I will be in here Monday night, even though it's a holiday. It'll be the end of the holiday, so I'll be here Monday night, and I'll see you then. Good night.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.